I will ask you to stand once again as you are able in honor of God's holy word. As I read from the gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter, beginning with the first verse. After these things being Jesus's death and resurrection and having shown himself to be alive to his disciples. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. And they went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. He said to them, children, have you no fish? You have no fish, have you? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of so many fish. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. You know, some people say that there's only two things that are absolutely sure. And that's what?
Death and taxes.
Death and taxes, that's right. There's two things that you know that are going to be common to every person, and that's death and taxes. But there's one other thing that is also common to every human being since the mold came out, and that is all of us are going to fail. If you never fail, that means you never tried anything, right? I mean, when we learned to walk, I mean, did we just get up on our little tottery feet and go? No, we spent a lot of time on our bums. Whenever we learned to drive a car, you know, thank God it was in an empty parking lot, right? Because all these things, nobody does anything perfectly the first time, and most of us have attempted things and failed gloriously. Most of us have really failed. And it's not just, you know, the little things, you know, where you hit somebody's bumper with your car. I mean, many of us have failed in some really traumatic ways. You know, some of us have failed. There's not a parent here who hasn't in some way failed with your children, you know, because they didn't come with an instruction manual. And even if they had, it wouldn't have covered everything because they're so ingenious, aren't they? They can come up with all this stuff that you never would have thought about. And, you know, some of us have failed marriages. You know, all these things, some of us have really bombed. Not just, you know, a little thing. Some of us have bombed in ways that have broken our hearts. But there is a Christian way to face failure. The disciples, after Jesus had been crucified and resurrected, and Jesus came and revealed himself to the disciples, and they said, okay, Jesus is alive. Great. Now what? Because they didn't have a clue. I mean, did you notice how this scripture started out? Peter said, I'm going to go fishing. Now, we don't know if they, like, needed some money. You know, that is how they made a living, was maybe they needed some cash. But for whatever reason, they were not preaching that Jesus is alive. They went fishing. And it wasn't a planned expedition. It, you know, there wasn't a plan behind it. It was just one of those spontaneous, I'm going to go fishing. Maybe it's a man thing. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do, so I'm going to go fishing. Some of you all do that. Don't look at me. I know. I've heard. And Chris is going, Chris Strickler is our avid fisherman. And it's so amazing to me. Can you imagine if you had seen with your own eyes Jesus crucified and then saw him walking around and you don't know what to do with that and you just go fishing? Remember, this is before the Holy Spirit. This is before Pentecost. This is before they understood what they were supposed to do. And they had failed miserably. When Jesus was arrested, they ran. Peter denied even knowing him three times. And now when you think that the victory is complete, they're still in their failure. They're still wallowing around in their failure. And Jesus, I love Jesus. He's the perfect teacher. He always takes a teachable moment. And this is what he does. He says, "Hi, got any fish?" Now, you have to understand that Jesus was probably hundreds of yards away. Not like in this picture. You know, this says that, you know, you've got Jesus, you know, standing right there. They couldn't tell who it was. He was so far away. "Got any fish?" "No." You know, really long explanation. "No." You know, and that he knew that they'd been fishing all night, because that's what you did, was fished at night. And he says, "Throw it on to the other side." You know, take that net and throw it over to the right. They didn't argue. Isn't that amazing? They didn't argue. They didn't, you know, maybe they figured that, you know, from Jesus' perspective, or whoever this guy was on the beach, maybe he could see fish flittering over where they couldn't see. But they take that and they toss it over and they get more fish than they can bring into the boat. There's a lot in there. And the first thing is, no failure is ever final unless you quit. If they had not thrown that net out one more time, they wouldn't have caught a single fish. Never quit trying. Never try quitting. The only time you ever fail, folks, is when you stop trying. That's when you fail. As long as you keep going, then you have successfully discovered, you know, 47,000 different ways that something won't work. Everybody I know that really has made something of their life have failed spectacularly. But they didn't quit. That's the difference between the ones that you read about in the history books and all us other poor slobs that nobody's ever heard of. Is, oh, we quit easily. We get discouraged and we stop. The other thing about failure is, understand that success is closer than you think it is. They had spent all night fishing. So you're looking 7, 8, maybe 9 hours fishing and hadn't caught one fish. But if they hadn't tossed that net one more time. Sometimes, folks, that's all it takes is one more time. One of the things that Jesus preached over and over and over again was persistence. Persistence. He taught persistence in prayer. Persistence in seeking and doing what's right. In the epistles, we're taught, don't get tired of doing good, because doing good can wear you out. Can it? Can't you sometimes just get tired of doing good? But persistence. If you never stop and you stay persistent, success is closer than you think it is. Sometimes all it needs is one more day of trying. Sometimes it just needs that one more shot at it. Because all failure can turn to good if you fail forward. And that includes the glorious ones. I would rather, one of my seminary professors, I loved how he taught it. He said, you know, if I'm going to drown, I'd rather drown in the ocean than in the bathtub. If I'm going to fail, I want to fail doing something big. I want to attempt large things. Because if I'm going to fail, I want to fail spectacularly. I want to try something bigger than myself. I want to try to do things that make a difference. All the great people have failed. I decided to tell you about one because he's one of my heroes. And his name is George Washington. George, bless his heart. The historians give poor George a hard time because he won less than a third as many battles as he lost. I think he fought like 12 major battles in the Revolutionary War, and he lost 9 of them. The good news is he won the first one and the last one. And the last one was the only one that really counted. Did you know that he started a world war? Poor George, bless him. We call it, on this side of the water, we call it the French and Indian War. On the continent, they called it the Seven Years' War, but it was sparked by the same thing. It was sparked by an assassination accredited to our friend George. A world war. He was sent out to try to prevent a war. Not only did he start it, he started it big. The man should have gone home, put his head under the covers, and never peeked out again. But he didn't stop just because he failed. And he's probably, I won't say the best president because I reserve that for Abraham Lincoln, but he's one of the best presidents ever. Number one, he did a great job because of not that he was such a great, perfect guy. He could surround himself with perfect people. He surrounded himself with the best people and got the best out of them. That's what God's trying to do with us. He wants us to surround each other and bring out the best in each other so that we fail forward. Not so when, you know, one of us fails that everybody goes, oh, well, did you see what Susan did? Well, I knew that was never going to work. Mm-mm. Say, you know, Susan, I really appreciate the fact that you tried. Let's try again. Bring out the best in each other. And unless you fail, you can never learn humility. Now, the really arrogant people are the people who have hidden their failures, but I promise you they've had them. You can only learn humility by failing. And folks, I hate to say this about us, but as the human race, until you fail, you never really listen to God's voice. If everything goes really great all the time, we tend to ignore God. I don't know why we're like that, but we are. You know, if we've got a good job and, you know, there's nothing particularly wrong in our family and we're healthy and we're just going right along and we might not give God a thought, but boy, let that trouble rear its head up. Let something happen. Oh, yeah, we're right there. Oh, Lord. The churches are full whenever there's a catastrophe. But God teaches us we fail forward. We learn, we move on, we persist, and we can accomplish great things. God has one plan for every single human being. And that is that you become all that he created you to be. All that he created you to be. It's amazing what he's created you to be. And you're the only one who can be that. So when you fail, as you will, just say to yourself, self, throw the net out on the other side. Matter of fact, let's practice that. I want you to turn to somebody to your right, your left, or both, and say, throw your net on the other side. Because that's all it is throwing your net on the other side. We cannot fail unless we give up. And we're not a bunch of quitters, are we?
No.
See, that's good. That was good. I don't even have to make you say that one again. You were with me that time. We're not quitters. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't quit?
Amen.
And he's equipped us. Let's keep going and do amazing things. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the ways that we are together is that God gave us a remembrance.